In re Kashkalda, Artem Kashkalda, appellant in pro se, appearance waived by appellee.
All right, good morning, Mr. Kashkalda. Since we don't have any appearance by the appellee, you don't need to reserve any time, so please begin.
Good morning, Your Honors. May I please the court? So it will be really hard for me to make arguments, not the ones that were stated in the papers, as you stated in the beginning, as you instructed in the beginning. However, I'll try to make a couple arguments which were not stated in the papers. And it is my understanding that right now, actually, usually, the courts, the question here is whether the appellate court order found that I violated the amended pre-filing order. And usually the bankruptcy court who issued that amended pre-filing order is the one who is best to know whether it is or it is not. However, that amended pre-filing order was made or issued pursuant to the BEPS opinion in the another appeal reversing for amend. So here is the interesting question for you to make a decision, and I think that the BEP is then in the best position to make that decision. And it is my understanding that it involves only questions of law, because the determination of the writing is the question of law. Determination of the order is determination of law, and there was no any hearings or oral arguments made, which is not part of what you see. In other words, whatever judges see is everything there is in the record. And which brings us to the question: I can split the issues, two issues. That first, the court did not find that I did not comply with the amended pre-filing order. Nothing, the appeal order doesn't say that I failed to comply with something. The court simply stated that it's an attempt to re-argue the argument, the previously rejected argument. And again, the same issue, how do I preserve the argument for appeal without repeating it? Because all those arguments and the orders by the bankruptcy court, they are interpreted, they remain non-final, so I cannot dispute it fully, and it remains disputable, subject to further appeals after the finality of the orders. So I don't see any other way besides just continuing to repeat the argument, even though it was previously rejected by the not final orders. And that was my intention. Second thing is that it is very strange and odd, and I would really want, I'm looking forward to the opinion on this issue, that for the arguments in the motions or positions leading to the interlocutory orders, I was prohibited to make arguments in the final orders. I'm sorry, in the final applications for the fee determination, and basically final applications. Because it seems odd, it's unnecessarily creates the situation where I would just need to file appeal, and I think every party in the same shoes would do the same. And the crux of my arguments and my actually claims against the trustee can be simply resolved by a simple full compliance by the trustee and the trustee's professional, Fox Rothschild LLP, if they'll just simply make the disclosure that which they were supposed to make at the time they were seeking employment. And as far as I understand, the duty is continuous, meaning that it doesn't end at the date. Okay, so they were let in, they were allowed to represent, and that's it. So the duty to disclose is continuous and regardless of the court order. Of course, I can challenge that at the time when all orders will be final. However, your owners see, there were final orders for final applications submitted, and once I filed my request to file oppositions, they were withdrawn. And unfortunately, the trustee and the Fox Rothschild, they have the keys to my right to appeal. And right now, it has been 5 years with no resolution. And it is my anticipation that there should be some kind of maximum of the time when the trustee has to close the case, because the statute just says it has to be closed expeditiously as possible. Basically, here are one of the duties, but it doesn't specify the limit. For example, in California, defendants, they have a 5-year limit where the defense has the right for the decision in one way or another within 5 years. But in bankruptcy here, so what are my options next to compel the full disclosure? First one, to wait until the trustee desires to close the bankruptcy estate, which I believe is against her interest. And in other words, I'm trying to make the point that there has to be some alternative way for me to bring this whole dispute to the end faster than when trustee decides to close the case. And I think that by filing, my research revealed that there is only one instrument I have, is just to commence an adversary proceeding against the trustee and the trustee's professionals, and through the discovery to seek them to reveal all of their information about their connections with Epson, say Epson Corporation and Epson America. So if this court decides that, one more point, that the fact that the court, after I filed notices of appeal, made a decision to not to treat the, issued another order, not to treat the orders the applications as final, I think that the court didn't have the right to do so because it's directly affected by the filed notices of appeal already. And it should not bar the BAP to make a decision as the BAP sees fit. And if the BAP does not issue the order, we'll have exactly the same issue in another 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years, whenever the bankruptcy trustee will decide to close them, bankruptcy estate, the bankruptcy case. That's about it, Your Honors. If you have any questions, I have I one more thing. I'm not sure if it's going to make any difference, but I'm still waiting for the right to appeal the BAP's order for reversing and remand, which was dismissed due to the bankruptcy court's inaction. And as far as my understanding, the Ninth Circuit stated that even though that BAP did use a discretionary power and did grant the finality of that, did take it under consideration and did issue the order, I cannot still appeal it to the Ninth Circuit. I'm talking about the one that was questioning the vexatious order. And I truly believe that review of the full scope of the connection between Epson and Fox Rothschild will show that my arguments were never wrong, vexatious, or illogical, or frivolous, let alone frivolous. Your Honors, if you have any questions.
Any questions? No.
Don't thanks.
We do not have any questions for you, Mr. Cascalda. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Nothing to add. I think I expressed everything in my papers, and unfortunately the trustee is not here to answer the question when the bankruptcy case is planned to be closed. That's the only concern for me. If it would be closed, this would not be necessary at all, but it's going to continue. The only thing I would add, I see no choice but in another 6 months or maybe in a year to file another motions with the bankruptcy court and then to appeal it again here and to keep repeating that every 6 or 1 year. I'm not sure what would be the proper term, just to get to the point that there has to be some limitation on the trustee or the bankruptcy court to bring the case to the end, especially in light of the fact, important fact, that there is, as far as I know, right now it's less than 30,000 left in the estate after the professionals of the estate paid themselves over 1.1 million, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, plus or minus. In other words, it's almost nothing left. I would say nothing, 30,000 out of 1.34. And there has to be a time when the appeals, it has to stop at some point. If 5 years is not it, what is it, 6, 7, or 8? That's, thank you very much. I'm going to submit.
All right. Thank you very much. It will be submitted.